Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Many New Yorkers remember the fight over the attempt to build a mosque in Lower Manhattan a few years ago that got dubbed by the opponents the Ground Zero Mosque. Well, in Basking Ridge, which is, you know, a relatively sleepy community in Bernards Township — I said Bernardsville before, it's Basking Ridge in Bernards Township, about an hour west of the city, for those of you who don't know — a protracted fight around the building of a mosque is going on. After years of back and forth between the town planning committee and the mosque's planners, the Islamic Society of Basking Ridge, last December, Bernards Township rejected the application to build the mosque. Now the Department of Justice, federal government, has taken up the case and is suing the township on behalf of the mosque on the grounds of religious discrimination. We're going to get two views here from Mark Diano, columnist for the Star-Ledger and author of the novel The Last Newspaper Man, as well as Adil Mungie, a lawyer from Patterson Belknap Webb, that's a law firm, and Tyler, representing members of the Islamic Society of Basking Ridge, as well as its president, Muhammad Ali Chaudhry, who we invited, but he declined. So, Mark and Adil, thanks very much for coming on WNYC. Hello.
Thank you, Brian. Thank you.
And Adil,
Adil,
as the attorney for the Islamic Society, what's really going on here as you see it?
Thank you, Brian. Well, this is a small but historically rooted Muslim community. There are about 70 Muslims that pray here in Bernards Township, and the president of the society has lived in town for some 40 years. So in April of 2012, they applied to the local planning board for permission to build their own mosque. And they applied for a property that was zoned specifically for houses of worship. So this was a permitted use, and they anticipated the planning board process would be short and easy. What followed, though, can really only be described, Brian, as Kafkaesque. They were put through 39 public hearings over some 4 years, more than had been done for any other applicant in the township's history. And during the process, the planning board constantly moved the goalposts to keep them out of reach. And they applied standards that had never been applied to any other applicant in the township's history, including synagogues, mosques, and other properties. Unfortunately, the Islamic Society met with massive opposition within the town as well. There were anonymous flyers circulated through the town talking about mosques being connected to terrorism. There were attacks even on ISBR's property. Their mailbox, which has the initials ISBR, was stamped on. On another occasion, someone superimposed the initials ISIS over it. Objectors came in to the planning board process, some of whom were clear in their social media postings outside of the process that they were opposing this because they had views of Islam as being related to terrorism and didn't want a mosque in their town. But, of course, inside the planning board, in one case, the same person would then focus only on land use issues. And we saw here, unfortunately, a pattern that's being repeated around the country, where in these protracted land use issues before a planning board, most people don't really want to be involved, even if they think what's happening is not quite right. But anti-Islam activists and people that oppose the building of mosques are, of course, very motivated. And here some of them came in and attended all of those hearings.
Let me get Mark Diano in here. Mark, what was your take as a columnist for the Star-Ledger?
Well, I think that the narrative that is being set here, that this is a bigoted town and bigoted from the officialdom down, is a little bit askew. A couple of facts that are very interesting to me is that the ISBR holds their prayer meetings in a town community center, and they have for 8 years. They hold their Sunday school in a public school in town, and they have for 8 years. Mr. Chaudhry was a Republican mayor of the town. He was elected to the school board in the 1990s. He was elected to the town committee in 2000. He was the mayor of the town. I have spoken to many people on the planning board and neighbors who said they really wanted to give him the permission to do the mosque. And one of the things that's very important here is that, you know, you can look at any facts the way you want. So 4 years and a 39 protracted process. Some of the neighbors thought that was not to put him through the paces, but that was to give him every single opportunity to meet various thresholds that were put up.
So what do you think, Mark, is really going on if they're not using the law as an excuse for anti-Muslim bigotry? Are there things about this proposal that you would state that make the mosque wrong for the location that it's asking for the zoning for?
Well, there's a couple of things that are very interesting. One, Brian, is that the planning board, the local board, punched out a Presbyterian church application right down the street after only two hearings. A Baptist church, which, you know, Baptist, it could be a loaded word, but it was mostly a white Baptist church, tried to build in the same area. Their application was denied after a brief spell of hearings, several. So the mosque is not in it, while the area was zoned for church property. The mosque is in a very residential area. It is on 4 acres, but only two usable acres because there's a major gas line that goes through the back of the property. There's wetlands, and there's an exit pipe for sewage that comes through a neighbor's property also. There's issues on land use that really need to be examined here. One of the things that I found so interesting when I went into the town and began to interview people was that the residents near the mosque felt that this was a done deal, that the board did everything they could to approve this for Mr. Chaudhry, and that it began to take a certain turn at a point where they felt, and some of the planning board members felt, that he was actually the one elongating the process, mm-hmm. and that he was more interested in a lawsuit, which is what he has now, than actually getting the mosque built.
So let me go back to Mr. Chaudhry's lawyer, Adil Manji.
Sure.
Adil, you know, we only have about 10 minutes in this segment. Is there – I'm interested in finding common ground here, if we could find it. If you take Mark at his word that there's a – history of community organizations opening up their spaces to the same group of Muslim worshipers in Basking Ridge, that Ms. Chaudhry was elected mayor, so how much, you know, inherent bias can there be against him? Is there another solution to this that might just involve another location or something like that?
Well, Brian, Mark is a very effective proponent of the township's view, but unfortunately...
I'm a journalist, sir. I'm a reporter, sir.
His view is,
I'm
in
not
fact
a proponent
but
of the town's view.
You're a columnist, though, right?
An outlier.
I'm a journalist,
because,
sir. I went out and reported
okay.
the story, sir.
So
I'm not a
worth,
proponent.
All right. One at a time. Adil, go ahead.
Yeah, I think it's worth noting, Brian, that the newspaper where his column appears, the Star Ledger, has done 3 editorials about this case, which is quite unprecedented, all of them noting the record and attacking the township for having acted in a bigoted and improper way here that doesn't comply with the law. And not only did the DOJ conduct an 8-month investigation before they sued, but we also have here an unprecedented coalition of interfaith groups that are supporting ISBR's case after having studied this record.
Mm-hmm.
Some 34 groups from all religions, civil rights groups, bar associations. So there's a long factual record here. And in fact,
but you're not answering the question.
Yeah,
you're not answering the question. Is there another location that would be more suitable for the mosque that he could move to
or,
that the town would approve?
Or do you think? Or do you think any location will get blocked because it's a mosque?
Well, this location, Brian, is exactly where the township told ISBR a mosque is supposed to be, and all of the purported land use issues here are completely contrived and pretextual. In fact, the Department of Justice did a report on what's happening around the country on land use issues that came out in July of this year. And what they noted is that Muslims are disproportionately the targets in the land use process of denials of mosques and Islamic schools because it is so easy in that process to dress things up and try and make them look like they're land use issues, whereas in fact they're not. And that is why in this case you have such unanimity of view across not just the press, but legal organizations, religious organizations showing this. And in fact, now we're starting to see emails through the litigation process from within the township. And we're seeing former mayors within the town speaking about their highly negative views of Islam, Muslims, even scheming to keep the president of the society out of a 9/11 ceremony. So my answer to your question, Brian, is it's not for the Islamic society to try and move somewhere else to accommodate this opposition. The Islamic society is within its constitutional rights. They have the right to free exercise. They have the right to equal protection of the law. And they have fully complied with all of the land use issues here, and therefore they should be allowed to proceed.
And Mark, you would acknowledge the national context in which this is taking place,
sure,
right? That there are attempts all over America to block mosques because people don't want mosques in their communities.
And I acknowledge that. And I also acknowledge that there's imbeciles everywhere that do things like vandalize mailboxes, and that there are town officials in Berners Township that don't like Mr. Chaudhry and have written negative things. Not one of those people was on the land use board. Not one of those people.
That's just another fact. I'm afraid that's wrong. One of the people on the township committee wrote that Dr. Chaudhry, as the president of ISBR, should be excluded from a 9/11 memorial ceremony, saying
that
we owe that to our dead
residents.
That person sat on the township committee that voted to change the zoning ordinance in Burnett's Township, and we view that as designed to try and keep ISBR out, to render
Adil,
their property
no
longer.
One at a time. Adil, finish, and then Mark will respond.
He is grandfathered in. They changed the ordinance afterwards.
All right.
He's grandfathered into that plot of land.
Adil, go ahead.
We'd invited Mark to meet with us before he wrote his column so he'd understand the land use issues. Unfortunately, he declined. What happened here is the township proceeded on two fronts. They denied the application that ISBR had, but when a planning board denies your application, you can always come back and apply again. And they wanted to prevent ISBR from being able to do that.
So Mark, let me ask you the same question.
They passed a resolution in December to extend his deadline. Adil, that's not true.
We're almost out of time, and we're getting pretty far down into the weeds here. Mark, let me ask you the same question that I asked Adil before. Do you see, now that you've reported on this story, any kind of compromise that would involve perhaps another location under the jurisdiction of the same planning board where that would be acceptable?
Absolutely. And I have to tell you that there are members of ISBR that are very unhappy about the way this has gone down. There are Muslims in the community, quoted in my article, that are unhappy about the way this has been blown into this great proportion. And want to find a resolution. They want to, many of the people named in this lawsuit looked me in the eye and told me, we're not against the mosque. We want him to have a mosque. You know, one of the things, too, you have to remember here is the planning board, the planning board attorney wrote the book on land use in New Jersey. There was a U.S. attorney on that planning board. These are not a bunch of hayseeds or a bunch of, rich white golfers who want to keep the Muslims out. This is a pretty sophisticated and smart community. And I think that it's very easy to paint these affluent communities with this, very broad bigot They're a bunch of bigots brush. This is a town that's only 75% white. It's 15% Asian. You know, the Muslim community has been growing. There's people who own businesses in town that are doctors in town that are Muslims that fit in the town. I think Adil is right that there's been a lot of editorials written, but you know, none of those people have gone to the town. None of those people sat in the neighbor's house.
We just have a minute left. Adil, I'm going to give you the last word as the lawyer here. Now that the U.S. Justice Department has weighed in on your side, what impact can that have, and do you think that if Jeff Sessions is confirmed as Attorney General that suit would go away?
Sure. Well, the key issue here, Brian, is the Department of Justice did their homework. They did an 8-month investigation where they talked to all of the people involved, including all of the people from the township, looked at all the land use issues in detail, looked at all of the emails we're seeing from inside the township, and they concluded that what was done here violated the law and constituted discrimination. The statute and the Constitution are not changing with the change in administration, and we would hope and expect that any administration would enforce the law. Indeed, the statute we've sued under was passed unanimously by Congress.
We are not going to settle it here today, but listeners, you've heard the views of Mark Diano, columnist for the Star-Ledger, and Adil Manji, the attorney representing members of the Islamic Society of Basking Ridge. Thank you both very much for coming on.
Thank you, Brian, and thank you, Adil.
Thank you both.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.